Work resumes at the Bingham Canyon Copper Mine, UTA opens its airport tracks line, and the Utah legislature has only a few days left to overturn Governor Herbert's veto of HB 76. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, April 15th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Limited activity has resumed at Bingham Canyon Copper Mine for the first time since a massive landslide hit last week. Kennecott, Utah Copper spokesman Justin Jones says the activity involving waste rock is confined to an area that was not affected by the slide. Employees have been instructed to show up for work at the mine, though the company says in a news release that any reports on when work might resume are speculation. The Trax light rail line to the Salt Lake City International Airport began service over the weekend. The six-mile line costs $235 million plus street improvements. Utah's 140-mile system of streetcars and commuter trains has been rated one of the best by the American Public Transportation Association. The trade group also has awarded UTA twice for innovation. The Brookings Institution recently determined UTA offers service for around 65% of commuters in its service territory. That's a higher percentage than any other U.S. metro area can claim. Senate Majority Leader Ralph Okerlund says he thinks Utah's legislature is unlikely to override Governor Gary Herbert's veto of a gun bill. House Bill 76 would allow adults to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. Friday is the deadline for those who favor an override to collect enough votes to call the legislature back into session. Herbert vetoed the bill because he said Utah's current law governing concealed weapons is working well. More than 5,400 people have applied for deferred action on deportation since President Obama implemented the policy in 2012. The Deseret News reports about 3,400 of those applications have been approved. The policy is meant to cover young, undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. Attorneys who practice immigration law say many more may be eligible. The application fee, $465, may be a deterrent to some. Navajo lawmakers are gathering in Window Rock, Arizona today for the start of their spring session. Among the items they'll consider is a lease extension for the coal-fired Navajo Generation Station in Page. The tribal council has been divided on whether to approve a 25-year lease for the power plant that will expire in 2044. The Utah Attorney General's office filed a plan in court Friday for selecting a board of trustees that will redistribute property owned by a religious trust. The United Effort plan was created by members of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to hold their property in common. The state took over the trust in 2005, arguing it was being looted by church leaders. Residents say assigning property to individual owners is crucial to resolving conflicts between members and former members of the church in Hilldale, Utah, and Colorado City, Arizona. Utah County Sheriff's deputies have recovered the body of a fisherman who had been missing since March 30th. Authorities say the body of 37-year-old Tim Huynh of West Valley City was found by his brother Saturday in Utah Lake, some 300 yards west of the Linden Marina. Investigators say it appears that Huynh drowned, but it'll take several weeks for a medical examiner to pinpoint the cause of death. The Utah Division of Water Quality has issued a notice of violation to Chevron over the spill of more than 20,000 gallons of diesel fuel at Willard Bay State Park. It's asking Chevron to provide a report on cleanup operations and its response plan for the pipeline rupture that leaked about 21,000 gallons of diesel fuel. State law gives the company 30 days to respond and 60 days to address the compliance requirements. Water quality officials then would determine any state fines. Chevron also faces federal fines. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments today on a case involving Utah's Myriad Genetics. It's patented two genes linked to the risk of breast and ovarian cancer. That patent is being challenged by researchers and patients who say it's not right for the government to allow a patent on something natural, like a DNA sequence. Myriad argues they're entitled to a patent because the genes in question were not available for research and diagnostic tests before it spent millions researching them. And finally, the Western explorer John C. Fremont has a river in southern Utah and an island in the Great Salt Lake named for him. But Nevada, there's nothing named after him, and that could soon change. The Historical Society of Dayton Valley is pressing the Nevada State Board on geographic names to designate a low mountain about 25 miles east of Carson City as Fremont Lookout. Their research shows Fremont stood on the mountain in 1844 to get a view of the mountains above what is now Carson City. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, April 15th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.